Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Bonson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Montgomery. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Monty Montgomery. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinbloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is out, Rojas applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom takes first base on ball four. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Piniella moves to second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen strikes out. There goes Andrews. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May is walked intentionally. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Monty Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery strikes out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobley hits a line drive towards short. Morales reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sheinblum takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive towards short. Morales reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonson hits a fly ball towards left. Piniella settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Piniella. Bonson moves to third. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonson tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Joe Keough now playing right field. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andrews moves to third. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shaw is called out on strikes. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Monty Montgomery. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Herman and he is safe. Patek steals second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Patek moves to third. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hovley takes first base on ball 4. Hopkins moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Murphy now pitching. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-2 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales is called out on strikes. Two outs. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hermann moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to third. Bonson moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Rich Gossage now pitching. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Freddy Potek. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Floyd now playing shortstop. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. May takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 3 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 3 in the game. Spezio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing center field. Carl Taylor pinch hits for Tom Murphy. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hovley takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Dalcanton now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gossage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gossage strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hovley. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Kelly scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for Mike Andrews. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Rich Morales now playing second base. Tony Muser now playing first base. Jay Johnstone now playing left field. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Angelini now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Bradford reaches second base with a double. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 4 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bradford scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 4 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis pinch hits for Bobby Floyd. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry May pinch hits for Norm Angelini. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.